what kinds of things do some people have in their kitchen to heat food when they don't want to bother with a stove and its oven?
Would you mean a microwave oven is used?
Right.
A warming oven.
Do many people in Mainesville have microwave ovens, electric frying pans, that type of thing?
Yes, I'd say a lot do.
Really?
Yeah.
Is there a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood around Mainesville?
Yes.
There is?
Uh-huh.
What do you call it?
The laundromat.
Uh-huh. What's the thing you keep clothes in? What would you call that? Dirty clothes?
A laundry basket. Dirty clothes hamper.
What do you use when you're trying to clean a rug? Not clean it, but get the dirt out of the carpet.
A vacuum cleaner.
Uh-huh. What do you call that that's inside the vacuum cleaner, either attached on it to hold the dirt?
The bag.
Uh-huh, vacuum bag.
Mm-hmm.
What would you call a bucket that's plastic? Wow, this is
going a plastic bucket.
Plastic. Would you call anything besides bucket?
Basket. A pail or a bucket would be mainly what I would say.
Pail. You would might call it a pail.
Mm-hmm.
You ever seen those machines some people have in their homes that squash down the garbage?
We have one.
Uh-huh.
A trash compactor.
Uh-huh. Do many people in Mainesville have them?
No.
No?
Not
what
many.
Makes you call a large garbage can? A large garbage can?
A trash can.
Trash can. What would you call the large containers that are behind stores? The metal, they're moved by trucks? Or a lot of trash? A lot of trash.
A trash bin, maybe.
Boxes.
Uh-huh.
Okay. What would you call the man who takes care of the dead?
An undertaker.
Mm-hmm.
Mortician.
What do they drive?
A hearse.
Uh-huh. What are the... What about mausoleums? Do you have any in Rainsville?
Yes.
You do?
It's just a large building above ground where the dead bodies are put like in drawers and kept sealed above ground without being buried. That's really what it is. Preserved.
Okay. Do you ever call cigarettes anything else?
No, cigarettes.
What would you call an enclosed room in a house that is designed to receive maximum sunlight? A lot of people have them in the South.
A sunroom, sun deck.
Sunroom.
Uh-huh.
What would you call the informal room in the house? You usually have a TV in it, sometimes
a den.
Pool table. Uh-huh. What about a room with a toilet and sink but no bath or shower?
Just a half bath.
Uh-huh. What kinds of stoves or furnaces, other heating equipment have you had in your house or houses? Which have you lived in?
Only central heating.
Central
and cooling.
Heating?
Uh-huh.
So the heat in the house and the heat for the house in the winter is through central heat?
Or we have a fireplace also.
Uh-huh. What about in the summer?
Simply.
Central air?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What do you call a house that has three more rooms arranged in a line? When all the doors open, you see right clear through to the back of the house.
Just a straight house.
Do you want to talk about?